John 19, verses 16 to 27. I look at this passage again, now to deal with the crucifixion and the soldiers. I try to take an overview and put this into its doctrinal context and historical context, spiritually speaking. I tried to deal with Pilate and the Jews. Now, the soldiers. And I refer particularly to verses 16 to 18 and 23 and 24. So the soldiers took charge of Jesus. Carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. Here they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle. And then verse 23. When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. Let's not tear it, they said to one another. Let's decide by lot who'll get it. This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled, which said, they divided my garments among them, and cast lots for my clothing. So this is what the soldiers did. They were fulfilling Psalm 22, verse 18. In total ignorance, of course, but that's what they were doing. Did you notice it's all so matter of fact? It's all run of the mill. It's all in a day's work here. They took charge of Jesus. They took him to the place. They crucified him. They sat down somewhere and divided the clothes up and threw dice to decide which they would get and what they would get and who particularly would get the undergarment. And all in ignorance of the fact that they were fulfilling scripture. It's all so matter-of-fact, run-of-the-mill, as I say, all in a day's work. They're all so callous, hard, indifferent, careless. They fixed the placard. Did they read it? They took charge of Jesus. Oh, yes. They had no thought, no consciousness, that one day Jesus will be taking charge of them. He was already. But by that I mean that one day they won't be crucifying him. He will be judging them. The placard, King of the Jews. Did they talk about it? Did they think about it? Were they moved by it? Were they bothered about it? They were in total ignorance of themselves, of the man on the cross, and what they were doing, fulfilling scripture. Acts 2 and Acts 4, they were actually doing the sovereign will of Almighty God in utter ignorance. As John puts it in verse 24, so this is what the soldiers did. It's a very bluntness of it, the very simplicity of it. I don't know quite how to find the right words. The matter-of-factness of it all. It is so stark here. The rights and wrongs. It's all gain. Spoils, perks, material things, stuff, dice, gaming. The claims of Christ don't matter at all. That's the soldiers, my friend. Hard, careless, ignorant, thoughtless, handling the great Messiah, fulfilling the will of God, the destiny of the ages, the watershed of the ages here, and they haven't a clue about themselves, about eternity, about their souls, who this man is, what his claims are, the truth, They're totally unaware. They're divorced from reality. It's all nothing to them. My friend, I'm not speaking about the soldiers, am I? I am. But I'm speaking about you. If you're an unbeliever, the majority of men and women I meet are utterly careless of soul matters, spiritual matters, eternal matters. Oh, there's a kind of spirituality, inverted commas, about, but it's all so tawdry. There's no concern for Christ. There's no interest in him. No weighing of his claims and demands and calls and doctrine. The king of the Jews, oh yeah. But that was the king. The king of the world. The king of all. The king especially of his people. These soldiers stand as a tremendous warning to us, my friend, to you. If you're careless, thoughtless, materially minded, clothes, money, dicing, gaming, passing the time, just doing your job, looking for promotion perhaps, not thinking spiritually, not thinking of your own soul, not thinking of eternity, totally unaware of scripture, totally unaware of the coming day of judgment and all the rest of it. Is it nothing to you? Are you careless? Are you callous, indifferent, hard? Oh, may God awaken you. Arise from your sleep. Awake, sleeper, and call upon the name of the Lord. Let me quote to you a hymn by Charles Wesley. I'm going to put it in the singular. It's true for me. And it's true for all the believers listening to me. But the challenge here is a challenge to us all. It's a challenge to you, my friend. Listen to what he said. All ye that pass by, to Jesus draw nigh. To you is it nothing that Jesus should die. My ransom and peace, my surety he is. Come see if there ever was sorrow like his. The Lord in the day of his anger did lay my sins on the Lamb, and he bore them away. He died to atone for sins not his own. The Father has punished for me his dear Son. Love moved him to die. On this I rely. My Saviour has loved me, I cannot tell why. But this I can tell, he loved me so well as to lay down his life to redeem me from hell. With joy I approve this plan of his love, a wonder to all, both below and above. When time is no more, I still shall adore that ocean of love without bottom or shore. My friend, I record this discourse. I publish it abroad in the hope and in the prayer that some poor sinner may hear me, many poor sinners might hear me, and find that in these words they are drawn to see Jesus, to have their eyes opened, and to find that though before he was nothing at all to them, they find in him, you find in him, their everlasting all. Look to Jesus now. Learn from these soldiers. See their callous hardness, their indifference, their ignorance, and turn to Jesus for life, everlasting life, everlasting light and joy, and turn now.